Talk Live. We're launching into Hour 3. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That would be the Packet8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, completely free. We give them away. That's freetalklive.com. We got to roll right into the calls, and then we'll talk about abstinence here in a little bit. But first, to Jamie Told You So, calling from Kentucky. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live.
I tell you what, I'm really red hot over this Imus firing.
I know, man. You called earlier this week. How do you feel today?
Well, since they fired him from his CBS job, that's just a bunch of I'm not going to watch CBS. They got a bunch of crap on there anyways. they got a bunch of crap on NBC anyways. The best ABC I watch that a lot.
Are you going to call CBS and tell them that you're not going to watch anymore or listen to their radio stations?
Yeah, and I'm going to tell more people about it to call in, too.
Because that's another way that this could work. You know, there can be multiple sides to a boycott. One side is boycotting the show, and now you can organize a boycott of CBS, or you can boycott MSNBC as a result of the actions that they've taken.
It was all started over what he said, and he was sorry about it.
Right.
And which, they should have forgiven him.
Yeah, and they did forgive him, as a matter of fact. It's just everybody else who won't forgive him.
And there's another thing. That old Al Sharpton, he ain't no reverend. He ain't no reverend man in the moon.
He's not a reverend? Doesn't he call himself a reverend?
He's supposed to forgive. It says in the good book to forgive. And forget.
Well, just because you're a reverend doesn't mean that you're
good at it.
You know anything about the Bible or anything like that.
I would think it does.
No, you can go and you can go to, I think it's the Church of the Subgenius, and you can go ahead and get yourself a reverend certificate.
Nobody's
for like
going
20
to,
bucks.
Reverend Al Sharpton didn't get to be in charge of a church by getting his his certification through the Church of the Subgenius.
I didn't even know. Go ahead.
And Jesse Jackson. Anybody supports Michael Jackson is nothing but a buffoon, too.
Wait, Jesse Jackson supports Michael Jackson, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Gotcha. I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either.
Go ahead.
I think y'all should have Imus on y'all show to talk this piece.
That might be kind of a tough interview to score, and I honestly don't know if I'm interested in talking to Don Imus.
I'll do the interview if you want me to.
That'd be great.
I know you're a fan of his. As far as having Don on the show, I'm not a fan of Don Imus. I support him in this particular controversy in that he did the right thing and apologized. So, I mean, as far as that's concerned, we don't do interviews too often, and I don't know. I'm not interested in really scratching his back too much on this. But, Jamie, any other thoughts for us?
About Anna Nicole Smith, that's all you hear about anymore on TV.
Isn't that disappointing?
Yeah.
Do you like Anna Nicole Smith?
Well, when she was alive, yeah.
I see.
You know, they found out that it wasn't, in fact, Howard Stern's baby, but the other guy's.
A different Howard Stern, though.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was fixing to say Howard Stern, you know.
Howard K. Stern. It was not Howard K. Stern's baby. It was the boyfriend prior to that or something like that.
Who cares?
Yeah.
You call me Jamie Told You So. Well, I'm telling you this right now. Mark it. He will be on XM Radio by the end of the year.
By the end of the year? Okay. All right. Jamie Told You So's predictions. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, sir. 800-259.
Because Jamie Told You So.
9231. Yeah, make it mark that down.
I think we already predicted that.
I don't think you predicted that.
What? Not by the end of the year. I did not give you that, but
he's nailing it down.
He is.
End of the year.
Okay.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to Max in the United Kingdom. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Max.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hello, chaps and chaps.
Hey. Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay, I'll make a prediction as well, actually, following that, Jamie. Basically, if you don't stand up and fight and protect your freedom to speak freely and express yourself freely now, then be prepared to be silenced forever.
Absolutely.
It'll go away.
That's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to lose all this stuff. And, this is something that I'm quite obviously very opinionated about, basically because, as I said to you before on the show, that everything that the U.S. does, the U.K. seems to mirror, or everything that the U.K. does, the U.S. seems to mirror.
Yep, for sure.
So, exactly. So it's almost like a reinforcement, you know. So if unfortunately, I guess, if people over in the States don't, as this issue is really, you know, bubbling up here, and I send my best regards to Mike D from Red Bar Radio, great show as well,
mm-hmm.
That if people over there don't defend themselves and have a right, I mean, because you have a right to offend, I think, under freedom of speech, and you also have a right to defend yourself as well.
Absolutely, and the trick is, if you don't stand up for the freedom of speech for those who offend, then they very well could come after you next. You never know who they're going to go after next, and it could very well be you. And if you haven't stood up for the other guys, then there's not going to be anybody left to stand up for you. It's a paraphrase of the old Martin Niemöller quote.
And I'm looking at it from also from a parent's point of view. I know I'm an opinionated bugger anyway. but as a parent as well, if again, I think all people should consider that, okay, well, what about future generations? Don't they or won't they have the right to defend themselves, you know, vocally as well, or however they may wish to? There's that old little saying from I don't know, from kindergarten or something, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. You know, this whole thing, I don't know Don Imus, and I don't really know Jesse Jackson or whoever these other people are. For me, I think they're pretty much, forgive me for saying this, everyone makes mistakes, and if you apologize, you just get on with it, you know?
Absolutely.
But not everyone is perfect, you know? I think, was it Jesus that said, and I'm not a very good Christian, but who is without sin cast
the first stone.
Yeah, exactly,
he
did say that. Now, let's go to the United Kingdom and look at some examples of things that are happening there that have yet to actually occur here in America. For instance, that you guys have what they call the Antisocial Behavior Orders, or the ASBOs. Are you familiar with those?
Personally, I haven't had one yet.
What are some of the offenses, so-called, that people can get those for? Because that seems to fall into this category.
Well, it goes down to, again, it's one of these things that's, they pretty much capture you under the, what I would, you know, forgive me for saying something like the thought police. It almost seems to be the moral police, the moral brigade. That, okay, well, that person might be causing trouble to his neighbors or what have you, or maybe being a bit lippy to someone in a store or something like this.
Right, so in that they've offended someone. You've said something, or you're dressing a certain way, or you're doing something that isn't necessarily harming another person's property. You're offending them, and then you get charged with this antisocial behavior order thing, which isn't even like a real crime. It's just an order to pay, and I don't even think that there's even a court for these things. Is there?
Well, this is it. It isn't necessarily an order to pay. Basically, then you're put under, I understand, some kind of exclusion order. So therefore, if you were causing the so-called offense to a particular area, then you're not allowed to go within that area again and cause that offense. You have to be isolated away from that. It's a bit like, you know, this sex persons register that you were talking about the other day, that they're not allowed within so many feet of this and the other. It's a similar thing, depending how way out these ASBO, I don't know, authoritarian people lay down these rules for different ASBO people issued with these ASBOs. They might say, all right, you're not allowed to go down this road, and you're not allowed to be within this area.
You do, then we're going to arrest you.
Well, then we're going to arrest you, and then we're going to, you know, then we're going to, goodness knows, they don't do anything. They just probably put them in jail for a little while, then they're going to come out, they're going to have learned new tricks. You know, these people, if they're unruly, they're unruly. But at the end of the day, if you've got someone causing offence, it's like you've gone insane over here, like in America in some ways, is that, well, if someone offends me, why can't I defend myself? You know?
Well, you know, if it's your private property, then you absolutely have a right to toss out the offending person. But once they get to that public property that's owned by the government, then they should be able to continue. They should be able to offend whoever they want to in that particular case.
Well,
thank you for the call, Max. We really appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. And you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Chris in Indianapolis, and your calls as well about anything. And still to come, abstinence. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Some of those features include the bulletin board system. Over 200,000 posts await you, over 1,300 people interacting. Once again, totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And tax season is upon us. Don't you wish you'd known more about finances when growing up? Well, The Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them a kid's journey to getting rich at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066. As we continue with the phone calls, let's go to Chris in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was just calling to talk about taxes. I was doing my taxes, and
sorry about that.
Yeah, I was told April 15th is the last day, so
it's April the 17th this year.
Oh, for real?
That's because the 15th is a Sunday,
and then they have to give you another day for some reason or another, so it's Tuesday.
Really?
That's correct.
Wow, because I was kind of like pushing this to get it done like right now because I gotta. Whole bunch of stuff to do tomorrow.
Well, yeah, probably better to get it done now rather than ruin your weekend with it.
Yeah.
But don't cut out any deductions simply because you can't get it all done.
Yeah, that's true, too. I don't know. It's not.
So how many hours have you spent on this so far?
Oh, yeah. I spent probably, so far, I've spent probably 50 minutes.
Well,
I'm doing it on TurboTax, so.
My wife uses TurboTax, too, and she's probably put in maybe 15 hours, maybe 20
really?
Hours this so far.
Well, that's because you guys have more stuff, right?
Yeah, we've got investment properties
houses.
And my own business and all that other stuff.
So it gets more and more complex. Do you just have? Are you just somebody with like a job or two and no investments and that sort of thing?
Yeah. It's like the easiest. I'm like the easiest person to do taxes, but I mean, you still got to go through the whole thing.
Yep,
right. It gets worse from here, basically. So you can look forward, if you're going to continue paying taxes, you can look forward to more paperwork, more forms, more requirements, and more mandates. Why not just drop out? Are you working at like a corporation or something like that?
Yeah, a small company.
Gotcha. That makes it a little bit more difficult.
Sure does.
But do you enjoy paying your paying taxes, or would you rather not?
Well, here's what I think about taxes. If we didn't pay taxes, we wouldn't have things like YF-22 Raptors, and those things are awesome. And that's where all this money goes. That's where all
it
this
is
money
where
goes.
It is where a good chunk of money goes. But actually,
yeah,
you're wrong
goes.
Because if you did stop paying taxes, the government could just print the money that they need to buy those Raptors. So really, they don't really need your taxes. They can buy as many Raptors as they want. They just turn on the printing press and
you'll never get to fly one of those Raptors. They're just buying
true.
It with your money.
That is true. Here's what I honestly think. I honestly think that the military, you know how it doesn't really do anything like here. They mm-hmm. fly around and do all these flights to train their pilots. I don't understand why they don't fly like really low over the interstates just to give people like an air show. I'm serious. I mean, they're out there like. You know, every hour or so of flight time is, you know, all that gas burn, you know.
Right. That's a lot of money.
I mean, yeah, why not show the people what you're paying for? You know, I'd love to see one of these things.
They don't have to?
They don't have to. They don't have to make you happy, that's for sure. And
well,
also,
that'd be nice.
I don't know, maybe there's something about, like, a shockwave or some sort of disruption that might follow those things because they move a little fast.
I'm sure they'd say that people would wreck, but...
Very possibly. It might be akin to seeing a pretty lady on the side of the road. A lot of people will maybe get distracted from their driving. But an interesting suggestion nonetheless.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts, Chris?
You guys are going to be talking about absence.
Yes.
And I will say that, like, for me, abstinence is like every single day. I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah, but you're not doing it on purpose.
No, I'm definitely not doing it on purpose.
Good luck breaking your, getting back into the habit. So,
yeah.
Thanks for the call, Chris. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Actually calling from Colorado again, I guess for the last time this week.
What's up?
I did want to let you know about some stuff going on with the Ed Brown situation over the next week or so. As you guys know, the sentencing for Ed Brown is supposed to be on April 24th.
Right, that's a Tuesday, okay.
Correct. There's going to be some stuff going on the weekend preceding that, and there'll be demonstrations on the 24th also. So folks who are maybe thinking about coming to New Hampshire at some point, that might be one good time to come up would be the weekend after this coming weekend, the weekend of April 23rd.
What else is going on?
Well, there'll be a demonstration to support him in Lebanon, New Hampshire, and one to support him in Claremont, New Hampshire. Those will be on Saturday and Sunday. I'm not going to try to dump a lot of details into anybody's head,
sure.
But if you want the details of what's coming up during that weekend, go to calendar.nhfree.com.
That's easy enough. Calendar.nhfree.com will get you right to it. Now, You're going to be back in town for this by that point?
I don't know if I'm going to go to the ones in Lebanon or Claremont. I will try to go to the one in Concord. I have to look at my schedule. But what I've done is put the information on nhfree.com. I didn't actually set either of these up. Someone else did. So.
Now, is there anything actually new developing with the Ed Brown household? I know the last news we'd heard was his wife had come back. And in case you don't know, Ed Brown is a gentleman who is holed up in his house in Plainfield, New Hampshire. The government wants to throw him in a prison cell for not bowing to their so-called authority and giving them oodles and oodles of cash. So he's essentially on his property just saying, you can come and get me. I'm not going anywhere. And if you do try to come and get me, then I'll shoot you. Is there anything new from actually the household as far as what's going on up there?
Well, the situation is continuing to get a little bit stranger as each month goes by, with them kind of taking an unusual religious bent on everything, and it sounds kind of strange from a distance. I haven't been back to the place for a while. They've sort of adopted some weird, thing that some people would consider a cult type belief.
Really?
That, of course, that makes it easier to paint them as being offbeat. But
got the impression that he wasn't necessarily that religious of a guy. Now, what is this cult that he's in now?
I don't know. It's something called the Body of the Lord. And I don't know really that much about it, and it wouldn't be right for me to call it a cult, because I don't know, like I said, I don't know.
Well, I think all religions are cults. I mean, it's just the difference between a cult and a religion is some number of adherents. So, like, once you get over 200 adherents, all of a sudden you're a religion. I don't know what the number is. Somebody has at some point decided on this, and I'm not sure who it was or what that number is.
Correct.
But anyway,
like I'm always saying, people who take on nuclear powers with a 45 are rarely the same as people who are real nice and normal and easy to get along with and so forth.
He is certainly an unusual man. You may not agree with him on a personal basis. I know Julia wasn't really too impressed when we went out there to the household.
I completely and totally support what he is doing. I just thought that he was a little bit strange, and I didn't really like him personally at all.
Yeah.
I felt very uncomfortable at his house.
But nonetheless, thank goodness somebody has the courage to actually stand up against this encroaching, big behemoth of a federal government that we have today. And for that reason, I'm going to do my best to get out to Concord on the 24th, and hopefully I'll see you there. And Dave, thanks for the update. We appreciate it. And enjoy the rest of your vacation. 800-259-9231. I don't know what he was going to say there, but nhfree.com, that's a good place to go. Calendar.nhfree.com.
Figure out what this Body of the Lord thing is he's talking
about. See what's going on. It's probably so obscure, and it's not even on the internet.
That's pretty darn obscure.
You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. Still to come, abstinence. This is Free Talk Live.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to nofatnow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit nofatnow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to nofatnow.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is for you at 800-259-9231 to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Lots of features there, and we give them away. That does include the Free Talk Live studio cam. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can take a peek here into the Free Talk Live studio for free. By the way, amplifiers get access to the cam chat room, so like one of their little perks that they get, just so you know. cam.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars, hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project, and even tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Let's go to the amplifier line and talk to Matt in Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hey.
And there's a lady here. What's on your mind?
Yes, good evening, lady, too. I wanted to talk, and somebody brought up the Duke case for a second when they were talking about this whole IMUS thing, mm-hmm. which I'm really tired of. But the prosecutor for that case apologized to them.
Right.
He said he was sorry.
That's unusual, by the way.
It's very unusual, and, you know, I'm kind of happy that happened. On the other side of the coin, I want to see the kids that went through all this, tell them to take that apology and put it somewhere where it's uncomfortable.
Well, you know, the one thing, when you're drawing comparisons between the two cases and all that stuff, is it didn't cost the girls from the Rutgers basketball team anything to be called the name that Don Imus called them.
Right, nappy-headed hoes.
When you're talking about the boys from the Duke lacrosse team, that's an entirely different story. It cost their families tens of thousands of dollars to defend them. I mean,
they didn't get a settlement from the government out of this?
No, the charges have just been dropped.
Yep.
And, you know,
they should feel lucky about that.
So for the prosecutor to apologize for being wrong or abusing his power or whatever it is that would, you know, you decide to personally was happen in this case, there's a difference. It costs these people something.
Well, plus, the only reason, in my opinion, and I haven't really been following the case, but the only reason a prosecutor would apologize is because there's so much attention being paid to the case. That's the only reason why that he would consider doing that. Because in most cases, they just drop the charges and then they act like you should kiss their boots because they didn't continue on prosecuting you and throwing you in a jail cell. They act like, you know, they did you a favor. So.
Well, actually it's Mark's point that I was going to bring up, which is that how much it cost them. It cost them, like he said, tens of thousands of dollars, and I hope that they go after it, and I hope that they go after it through him. And I'd even like to see them sue anybody who mentioned that they were, I didn't realize that Sharpton and Jesse Jackson had called them names.
I don't know that they used names, but they certainly they were certainly on the side of the stripper in this.
Well, they called them rapists.
But if they accused them of being guilty when they weren't, I think that's cause for a civil lawsuit.
That's libel.
You're not supposed to be you're not supposed to be guilty until they prove you guilty.
That's correct.
True.
Absolutely.
And even and in this country, it seems like if you're just accused, you've got to spend thousands of dollars for a lawyer. You've been punished.
Sure.
Whether or not you did anything, you've been punished.
Right, and if a judge rules against you, you've got to pay the court to even appeal. Dave
right.
Ridley, who we just had on the phone from New Hampshire, had gone into the courtroom to defend himself against this spurious charge of distributing leaflets on government property, and the judge told him that he should appeal it. And he found out what it costs to appeal. It's $400. Just to appeal.
And they could say no.
Which is supposed to be, it's supposed to be a right that you have in this country, is to use the court system to try to avail yourself and show the world that you're an innocent man, even after you've been convicted through the appeals process. How do you do that if you're a poor person? How do you afford the appeal fee, let alone a lawyer?
You just go to jail.
Yeah, you're screwed. Matt, any other thoughts?
I had a buddy that had a son who was accused of robbing some kid, and had the same thing happen to him. The judge found him guilty of a misdemeanor, even though there was no evidence that had happened.
Hmm.
And when he went to appeal it, here it would have cost him $5,000.
Holy crap!
So, yeah, exactly.
I can't afford that stuff.
I certainly don't want to afford it.
That's amazing.
Who can? I mean,
yeah.
There's certain people who can. But
these, the Duke boys, they could afford it. I mean, their parents are sending them to Duke.
No, I don't know. I mean, these are just parents that wanted very badly for their kids to go to a good school. I don't think that there's any guarantee that these people were wealthy.
Yeah, well.
I mean, they...
What if the kids were on a scholarship? Some of those kids might have been on a lacrosse scholarship.
Could be. Somebody was paying those lawyers' bills, though. Thank you for the call, Matt. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Yeah, real just court system that we have in this country.
Well, the problem is that when you have this situation where the state picks up the charges or the state brings charges on behalf of someone, no one's held responsible. No one's responsible when you're innocent. I mean, you have to spend tens of thousands of dollars
to defend
yourself.
Hours and hours of your time.
Absolutely. You have to defend yourself, whereas the prosecutor, that's their job. They get paid to be there.
How about the mental anguish?
And the quote-unquote victim, the plaintiff, whomever it is, what's the big deal? They should have to bring charges, and if they can't prove their case or their case stinks or whatever... Sorry, they should have to pay...
The individual should bring the charges.
Yeah, the individual should have to bring the charges, and the individual should have to pay your lawyer's fees if you lose. That way, we're not talking about nonsense where somebody's saying, he called me a dirty name, that's assault. You know, it's no more nonsense. This will be stuff that counts.
800-259-9231. Let's talk abstinence, Julia.
All right, this out of Washington, the Associated Press. Students who took part in sexual abstinence programs were just as likely to have sex as those who did not, according to a study ordered by Congress.
Hmm.
Also, those who attended one of the four abstinence classes that were reviewed reported having similar numbers of sexual partners as those who did not attend the classes. And they first had sex at about the same age as other students. Now, this age shocks me, 14.9 years.
Wow. So 15 years old is when children on average are having sex? Because that wasn't happening when I was in school. I mean, there were a few that were doing it, and you know, the lucky guy or the girl that had some bad home life, I would guess. But that wasn't what was happening when I was in high school.
Yeah, me neither. There was always just a few, but I didn't. Most people I knew weren't having sex till 16, 17.
Sounds right to me.
The federal government now spends about $176 million annually on abstinence until marriage education. Which I wouldn't even call that education, because they're not really giving any information out. They're just telling
propaganda.
You not to have...
They've got booklets and stuff, leaflets that they hand out.
$176 million worth of leaflets?
Yes, that's right. In fact, they can apply, a school can apply for a federal grant
if
to do the abstinence program thing. Yeah.
Critics have repeatedly said they don't believe the programs are working, and the study will give them reinforcement.
And this is really unusual, too, because it's the government's own study. You know, a program's really a failure when the government can't even fudge its own study enough to make an excuse for more funding.
However, Bush administration officials cautioned against drawing sweeping conclusions from the study. They said the four programs reviewed, among several hundred across the nation, were some of the very first established after Congress overhauled the nation's welfare laws in 1996.
So you're only looking at the first programs. They've just gotten so much better now. Now these newer programs are way more effective. Please, we're going to continue funding
them. They come with chastity belts now. Padlocks. You know, look... I think it. I personally, it just doesn't make any sense to me, these sex ed classes. I certainly understand that people don't want to.
This
fund
doesn't
them.
Qualify as sex ed.
There's no education.
Yeah, there's no education whatsoever.
Well, whatever it is, it shouldn't be going on in public schools.
These would qualify as no sex classes.
Yes,
right. So, there's more on this here. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231. If you've got thoughts on abstinence, did you experience one of these classes when you were in school? Would love to hear from you on that. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular or degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871, or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. The Packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the site for free, just because we can. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by going and digging Free Talk Live at dig.freetalklive.com. It's a simple process. It does involve you signing up for a dig.com account, which is free, and your privacy will be protected and all that. But the more digs we have, the higher up on the dig.com podcast rankings we will be. So it's pretty important, and we're pushing somewhat hard for it this month. So dig.freetalklive.com. All right, we're talking about abstinence, and apparently, according to the Associated Press, the government itself has come out with a report that, well, they did a study and they found out that this whole abstinence thing, not so effective, right?
Officials said one lesson they learned from the study is that the abstinence message should be reinforced in subsequent years to truly affect behavior. This report confirms that these interventions are not like vaccines. You can't expect one dose in middle school or a small dose to be protective all throughout the youth's high school career.
So then why do we have it anyway? Why was it there?
Well,
I guess one abstinent class.
I guess what this guy's suggesting is that we need more money so that we can have abstinence.
Right, abstinence classes every single year.
They're using the statistics, which are showing that kids who go through abstinence courses versus the kids that don't are statistically exactly the same as far as how early they have sex.
And how many partners they have.
How often they have sex and all those things. So they're using
And we
this
just won't know until we brainwash the kids and spend millions of dollars on this,
right,
whether
Which
it works or not.
They're already spending.
Right, they're spending over $170 million a year. They're using this as evidence to say, this isn't enough. We need more. It's clear that that an entire year's worth of abstinence classes is not enough. We need to start at age 7 and go all the way up through 12th grade.
For its study, Mathematica looked at students in 4 abstinence programs around the country, as well as students from the same communities who did not participate in abstinence programs. The 2,057 youths came from big cities like Miami and Milwaukee, as well as rural communities.
Hmm.
And it named some ridiculous communities that I can't even pronounce.
You know, these abstinence classes just amount to religion. You know, the American version of religion without God being talked about in school.
Well, in many cases, they actually bring in, as from what we've seen at least, they actually bring in somebody from some religious organization to actually do the classes or to give presentations. It may be a class that's run by a teacher on the campus,
mm-hmm.
but then the teacher brings in this abstinence expert,
right,
who happens to be from, you know, the Mormon church or something like that.
Right.
And, of course, then they're passing out their propaganda to the kids as well.
What bugs me the most about the abstinence, the teaching the abstinence thing, is that they people that teach this, they don't give kids facts and then say, you know what I mean, you should be abstinent for this reason, but here are the facts, so make a decision yourself. You know what I mean? They don't
facts
give,
about sex, you mean?
Yeah, it bugs me. They only say no and expect kids to pay attention to that. And if you know anything about middle school kids or elementary school kids, they don't listen to that stuff. It's ridiculous to assume so.
Well, I listened to DARE class when I was in fifth grade. I listened to it.
And by the time you were in 10th grade, it meant nothing. It was a joke.
Yeah, by the time I was in my high school years, I had trouble counting the people I knew that didn't smoke marijuana.
Well, does happen.
Right.
The students who participated in abstinence education did so for 1 to 3 years. Their average age was 11 to 12 when they entered the programs back in 1999. Mathematica then did a follow-up survey in the late 2005 and early 2006. By that time, the average age for participants was about 16.5. Mathematica found that about half the abstinent students and about half from the control group reported that they remained abstinent. I really do think it's a two-part story. First, there is no evidence that the program...
So hold on just a second. Half of the students at 16 years old hadn't had sex yet in both groups... And the average age that they did have sex was 15. Somebody's humping at a real young age.
Yeah.
Because half of them hadn't had 12? Sex at 16.
Well,
that means the average, the median is 16, the average is 15, and there's not a lot of numbers between 0 and 15.
Right. Well, there was that story last week, wasn't there, about the two fifth graders having sex?
It does. I guess it happens. It didn't happen. It wasn't. That's not my world.
No, mine neither. I don't think I even really knew what sex was in fifth grade.
I don't think I did either. No.
First, there's no evidence that the programs increased the rate of sexual abstinence, says Chris Trenhold, a senior researcher at Mathematica who oversaw the study. However, the second part of the story I think that is equally important is that we find no evidence that the programs increase the rate of unprotected sex.
Wait, no evidence that the programs increased the rate?
Correct.
Okay.
Trenhold,
so they have no effect whatsoever.
Yeah,
right, and that's
what they're saying.
Well, you know, I mean, you're just telling kids not to have sex. They've heard that crap before.
He says the second point of emphasis was important because some critics have asked...
I wonder what... Now, these abstinence classes... Do they do anything that has to do with condoms? You know, here's the bad things that can happen to you if you have sex. And
I don't think they can get funding if they do that.
Okay, well, at least I would imagine kids they probably try to scare kids away from having sex. I wonder if condom use goes up, even though it doesn't affect whether kids have sex or not. I wonder whether it affects condom use.
I'm not, you mean, maybe it goes down because they're not telling kids that they should use condoms.
Why? Kids don't listen to what the hell they tell them in school. Why would they? Kids know what a condom's for.
Do they?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know about that.
You didn't know what a condom was for when you were 15
years 11?
Old?
No,
yeah.
These classes are happening
11
at age
and 12.
11 and 12.
I understand, but you're scaring them at, and some of the classes were at 16, right?
Well, they followed the kids. The kids went through a year to 3 years of these classes.
So 11
and then they
14.
Checked in with them 3 years later or whatever to see how they'd done.
I see. Well, you know, I'm just wondering if it you know, scares them enough off sexually transmitted diseases that they would be more likely to use a condom or pregnancy.
I don't know.
Some lawmakers and advocacy groups believe the federal government should use money for comprehensive sex education, which would include abstinence as a piece of the curriculum. Now, I don't agree with that at all, because I don't agree that the government should be giving money for
I don't want the government teaching kids about anything that has anything to do with sex.
Yeah.
I'll handle that. Thanks very much. As a parent, that should be a parent's responsibility.
And, you know, if you believe that the government is inefficient, even if you believe it a little bit, would you really want them teaching your kid about not having sex? I mean, everything they touch turns to crap.
Yeah.
Everything they try to do generally has the opposite effect. In this case, it simply had no effect. But they did waste a bunch of money in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Millions and millions of dollars.
And will continue to waste a bunch of money in the process.
And this is all, you know, this is all another argument to get the government the hell out of education. That way, the religious
they
parents...
They just don't belong there.
The religious parents can send their kids to a religious school with a nice, positive Jesus message for them and an anti-sex message. And then the parents, the secular, so-called parents, can send their kids to a secular school where they might teach about what sex...
Now,
I mean, whatever.
My Christian school gave sex education.
Did they?
They did.
That's
they
sensible
you,
of
they,
them.
They taught you what it was. They didn't, you know, they were pretty clear that you weren't supposed to be doing it before you got married. But, you know, when you have two classes... And that's how many we had in
the
seventh and eighth grade, as I can recall. Two total classes. You know, what are they? What are they really? They're showing you the mechanics, and that's it.
I don't remember ever getting a sex education class in my government school years, and I went from kindergarten to 10th grade.
Hmm.
I remember learning about reproductive health and just sort of like learning what the parts were, and that was it.
Yeah, that's what I recall. Maybe some STDs. I think I might have learned about STDs.
Yeah, to frighten you. Yeah.
In high school, they taught you about some of those things. I clearly recall having the little silicone testicles to check for testicular cancer.
Wow.
Wow.
Did not have that.
Yeah.
How awful that was. Terrible. Boys are throwing these things across the room at each other.
Wow. Did they split you up where it was all boys?
Yes, it was all boys with the testicular cancer model, silicone models, and they were throwing it at each other and stuff. And then, you know, the girls had the silicone boobs, and, well, you know, of course the boys got hold of those.
What's the purpose of those?
To check for breast cancer.
Oh, okay.
You're going to get marbles in silicone.
Gotcha.
Members of Congress need to listen to what this evidence tells us, says William Smith, Vice President for Public Policy at the Sexuality Information and Education Council of the United States, which promotes comprehensive sex education. This report should give us a clear signal to the members of Congress that the program should be changed to support programs that work.
Yes, we don't. We'd never consider just abolishing the program and allowing local state governments and local governments to handle this situation. No, the program just needs to be changed and increase the funding.
Smith also said that he didn't have trouble making broader generalizations about abstinence programs based on the four reviewed because this was supposed to be their all-star lineup. That's in quotes, by the way. So apparently Congress said that these four abstinence programs were the very best, but then earlier in the article...
They said they were old.
Yes.
And outdated. Huh. Let's go to Ian real quick in New York. Ian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yo,
Ian in New York?
Yo, you remember me?
I don't know. Who are you?
I was the one that you had in your ads with the chemtrails.
Oh, sweet. The chemtrail guy. You should call us back at the beginning of an hour. I'd love to check in with you. Call tomorrow night, top of the show. Talk to you then. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.